We begin with a very important event that is scheduled to take place 1 week from tomorrow. It's an annual event everybody loves in Sonoma County, the Human Race, and it is Sonoma Strong, Better Together. That's the slogan this year. And on the KSRO live line with us is the Grand Poobah of the Human Race and all things Volunteer Center. And glad to have Cami Call back with us. Hi, Cami.
Good morning, Pat.
Lots of excitement going around in anticipation of the Human Race. And as you and I have talked about, more important than ever this year to support our nonprofits in Sonoma County and beyond.
I agree. And you know what? I have such good news today. We have hit our halfway mark in fundraising.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's super great. And so what that tells us is that we know that Sonoma County has risen up and said, we know it's more important than ever this year.
Yeah.
And we are right behind you, nonprofits. So we are at $152,572. And that's just the revenue we know about on the online fundraising.
Yeah.
So we know lots and lots of folks are still out there asking for support for their favorite nonprofits. So
yes.
Thank you, everybody.
And we'll talk about what I'm going to do with the Human Race coming up in just a little bit. But Cami, remind me now, during the course of the fires, how many volunteers did you volunteer requests did you get, and how many volunteers were you able to somehow schedule in all the right places after the fires?
Thanks, Pat. There were about 15,500 individuals that began reaching out to the Volunteer Center, including people who had just lost their homes, saying, I got to help.
We want to help.
Bigger than anything we've seen. So, and then in the coming weeks, we were able to put over 10,000 where they wanted to be with their expertise.
It's an incredible undertaking that I still find almost hard to believe, Cami. Those numbers are staggering and hard to imagine. And the Volunteer Center is such a great example of what a lot of nonprofits went through at that time. And the draw on your staff must have been outrageous.
It was enormous, and I think like other nonprofits, we were at short staff because people couldn't even get to work.
Yeah.
So it really was kind of this tsunami, and the way we got through it was through it with volunteers. You know, volunteers not only said, let's get out there in the community and help people, but they said, how can we help the Volunteer Center? What can we do? And so we had hundreds of people manning the phones, processing those 15,000 individuals. And Pat, it touches my heart how many of those volunteers are still with the Volunteer Center or those original nonprofits today.
They said it couldn't be done, Cami.
We need help. But
they said, oh no, a few weeks after the fires, oh no, all of those people are going to go away. Incorrect.
It is incorrect. You know, anybody who had a full-time job, sure, they went back to work. But what I can tell you is that I'm working with people every single day who we only met on a mound. For them, they had not volunteered in their life. And they got the buzz. They got the message, right? They got the clue that this is how Sonoma County works. This is how we make things come together. It's through us community members. So, so there's more work to be done. I'm going to take this moment to say, please still register to volunteer. We know that there are years of work to come.
Yeah.
We're hearing from nonprofits now what they need. So we need to know about you.
Very good. Volunteers always needed. And yeah, we need to sort of resupply the coffers at this stage of the game for all of the nonprofits in Sonoma County and the Volunteer Center, which is the umbrella organization for so very many of. How many nonprofits do you cover?
Well, you know, in one of our programs, we're working with 500 nonprofits, another 200. So we're well over 1,000 nonprofits on a regular basis that we're interacting with in one key program or another.
And everybody needs to help. This is just sort of part two of what we need to do for our community. And if you can't walk or you can't run in the Human Race a week from tomorrow, you can certainly donate to those who are. And I'm happy to say that if you go to humanrace.org, then you put in Pat Kerrigan or KSRO, you'll be able to donate to me. I'm not walking or running, but I'm broadcasting for dollars, Cami. And of course, I'll be at the finish line broadcasting the entire thing. And so I'm happy to do that again between 8 and 10 a.m. this morning. So I'm looking for donations, too. And those will all that money will be directed toward the Volunteer Center of Sonoma County.
Thank you, Pat.
Of course.
That's going to be so helpful. That's the easy part.
Easy part for me. But I'm looking forward to it because there's such excitement, frivolity, and just plain fun in the air at the human race.
Yeah, yeah. The stories just keep coming in about all the fun that people are having raising money. You know, the Tamara Stanley at Redwood Credit Union is utilizing this event for her birthday party. It's her birthday. So
it's a great idea.
Everybody behind her with birthday presents, supporting the series project. So really cool what people are doing.
Yeah, choose your reason to celebrate. Yeah. Choose your reason to raise money and to donate to the call. Whatever your nonprofit is, whatever you feel aligned with and supportive of, then choose that one and raise money for that one. Happy to hear, Cammie, so far about the donations received. And as you said, so many people, you don't know about the monies coming in until often right after the fact. So there's much more to come. And as much as we can, how we can build up those coffers, so much the better for our entire community.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to get an update. I'm going to get an update from you next week, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, let's keep it going. No, we're in the fun home stretch here. So definitely, you can still go to humanracenow.org and sign up and get involved.
Yes, it's humanracenow.org, the location where you want to go and support whomever you like. Cammie, great to talk to you. Have a good weekend. We'll talk next week.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Pat.
Okay, you bet. And I'll tell you what, Cammie and her troops of folks at the Volunteer Center have been putting out this really significant, magnificent, unbelievable effort to try to coordinate all of the nonprofits and all of the volunteers in the efforts after the fire. Now we need to take care of them that took care of us during that time. So hope you'll have a chance to contribute in your own way. If you'd like to contribute to the Volunteer Center, you can donate in my name, Pat Kerrigan, or KSRO at humanracenow.org. And thanks for doing that.